1 Peter 3:15. But in your heart set apart Christ as the Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect.
Father, I have set Jesus in my heart as Lord. I'm prepared to witness to others of the hope and faith that I have in you. Lord, I ask that you give me the boldness of your Holy Spirit and the fire of revival in my own life. Father, I know the responsibility that you've given me as your child to bring others to you. So help me to be renewed to that calling daily. Amen.
Look around you and see how many in your midst are struggling with hopelessness. Do you have hope in this world of darkness? Because as a child of God, you have the answer that they're searching for. Running a worldwide prayer ministry, so many times we see Christians who are at the end of their rope, who are ready to give up, who want to quit, because they have no hope. I believe what an old pastor said is true. If you have no hope, N-O, no, hope, you have no Jesus.
Today's action. List all of the reasons that you have hope in Jesus and share these with those around you. Today's treasure is found in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God.
Where is your hope centered? On your job? On your wife, your children, your possessions? Or on Jesus? One of the prayer warriors of our prayer group is a homeless man in New York who's in his 60s. And yet, every time he can, he's at the library getting the prayer requests and praying over them. He has hope, even though he lives on the streets.